This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. There is a new chairman of the Federal Communications Commission. He is Kevin Martin, formerly just a commissioner, but now in charge of the whole group, which oversees such important matters as foul language on television and images that are broadcast, and perhaps more importantly, concerns about media consolidation, all of the media companies turning into one big company. People who write about the press are worried about this. Or maybe not. Slate press critic Jack Schaefer has been writing about what he says is a countertrend, big media companies that find themselves a little too big. Jack Schaefer joins us now. Jack, welcome back to the show. And if there is a trend of media deconcentration, I think you're among the first to spot that trend, and I'm not at all sure it actually exists.
Well, I'm always on the leading edge.
Well, you cite one recent example, the media giant Viacom, which owns, among many other things, CBS and Paramount Studios. What's going on at Viacom?
CEO Sumner Redstone assembled this gargantuan media conglomerate based on the idea that sheer size and vertical integration of a TV network, a dozen cable channels, a movie studio, 1,000 radio stations, and a billboard company would be immensely profitable. But it's not been, and the company stock is in the toilet. So Viacom is thinking about splitting itself into two companies based on the premise that this will unlock stockholder value and be more profitable.
The basic idea is we're a media company, and if you have a story, you can do it in the newspapers, you can do it in a book, you can do it in a movie, you can do it on the radio stations. You can get a lot more mileage out of one story idea. Why doesn't that work?
In theory, it sounds great. In application, this kind of giantism almost never works. It's hard to manage this many different companies, get all the divisions working with one another. The cooperation on the day-to-day level is almost impossible to pull off.
You write in your piece in Slate Magazine about this that, in fact, these giant companies are made up of a lot of littler companies. And that's where the ideas belong. So if a idea should emerge in, say, the radio division, the radio people think that's their idea, and they want to sell any ancillary rights to this to the highest bidder, not necessarily to their own book division.
Exactly. And not only that, but when you look at Viacom, CBS Television, which is its broadcast network division, is really in competition for viewers of all those people who are watching cable television. They're not friends with Comedy Central. They're sort of enemies and competitors. The guy at CBS is not going to earn his stripes by giving away any of his viewers to Comedy Central.
Another observation from your piece, something which had not occurred to me at all. Your observation was this: if there's a bad film in the film department, and then the TV department of this giant company has to put on the bad film, that really doesn't work for them. They have to put it on because it came from their company, but nobody's going to want to watch it because everyone knows it's not a good film.
And likewise, if it's a big hit, the company is doing itself a disservice to sell it to itself, you know, let its own cable outfit broadcast it, if another cable channel that's a competitor can pay more money. This synergy thing just doesn't seem to work.
Well, if your thesis is correct, if media companies are beginning to realize that bigger is not necessarily better, and maybe smaller is better, then how come it is that television and radio companies, for instance, are always asking the FCC for permission to buy more, get bigger?
They do. Some of them want to get bigger, but bigger in different places. For instance, Viacom wants to sell off some of its smaller radio stations. And it might not be that their desire to get bigger in the television area is going to, in the end, be of good business sense. Maybe they should have gotten in the iPod business. So I think they should be welcome to buy as many television stations as they want and see if they can make them work. It doesn't bother me at all.
Well, I think what you're saying is that these companies that get bigger and bigger, we don't really have to worry about that because it's not necessarily good for business, and sooner or later the companies will recognize this. But how about crowding out local voices? That's one other thing that people worry about in this consolidation stuff.
And I would just point to the radio program Day to Day, which is crowding out local voices all over America. Hasn't it gone from station to station, replaced local broadcasting in many, many cases?
Jack, we'll get back to you on that. Opinion and analysis from Jack Schaefer. He writes for our former partners at Slate Magazine Online. Thanks, Jack.
Thank you.